production of SeeWhatShow.com.
Hi, welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV, and DVD podcast for regular people. I am Mr. Brown.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Movie Mama.
We is back from long weekend of great movie watching and TV watching.
And general lazing.
And only they feel like that, okay?
Yes. We always feel like that.
Only for the first 20 seconds of this podcast.
This week we have Sunshine.
Yes, and we've got The Reaping.
And we've got 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to review all that stuff. But first, what's showing this week?
What's showing this week?
Why so violent, did he wrestle?
What is showing this week?
What is showing this week? We've got Meet the Robinsons.
Oh, that one. Cartoon.
Oh, the animated one. That was when the guy from Pixar went over to Disney. Yeah. Oh, I think it's about this little boy. And then he's not happy with his family. And then he somehow finds this whole world...
Oh.
With a dinosaur with short arms. I have short arms. You know the one? Okay. He doesn't sound like that loud, but, but you know, it's, yeah, it's quite, I mean, some parts look quite funny, but I know that the guy who I think took over, had to take over in terms of, I think, director or producing it or something like that, right? Directing or producing it.
It's because I have no idea.
They said that the first cut was so, it was too Disney. It was not, that lacked the punch. It wasn't going to save Disney from anything. And so they got this guy from Pixar over to help out. They're now slightly more evil. The evil guy is more evil
so
now.
So Pixar is evil.
But this one, it's not done... It's Disney, right? But it's not done by Pixar, right?
No, no, no. It's a Disney film. It's a Disney film. They moved over, what?
I saw the trailers. I think most of us have seen that, you know, the stupid singing frog who tells you to shut off your handphone.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
It's from that movie.
Okay,
it's very Toy Story.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
very Toy Story.
Okay. Also showing in the cinemas, Shooter.
Bang, bang.
We reviewed it last week. Loved it. Great action flick. Don't go there for intelligent drama. It's Rambo with a sniper
rifle
and way less buff, but also the same amount of mumbling
because of Mark Wahlberg la.
Yeah, he mumbled just like Rambo. Not succeeding as sort of like the intelligent Bond Identity kind of movie, but succeeding as an action flick la.
Cool. And then next we've got The Namesake.
What is The Namesake?
Yeah.
It is about this this guy from, you know, the actor from Harold and Kumar?
Harold or Kumar?
Kumar. Yeah.
Okay.
Kumar. The Indian guy.
Yeah, correct, correct. And he is acting as a son of immigrant parents in the States. So The Namesake, meaning, you know, searching for his own identity. And he falls in love with a local girl, as in, you know, Angmo.
The and, natives.
It's a very touchy subject there. Because, you know, yeah. I think that's all I know about the movie. Like, okay.
So serious
Harold
one.
Kumar.
Kumar doing serious.
Kumar doing serious.
It's a drama. It's a romance. I think there have been good reviews, you know. So I'm quite curious about it as well.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical when comedians make that transition.
Well, we can talk about Chris Evans from Sunshine later.
Hey, but don't you think he looks like an Indian version of the guy from Scrubs? Zachary? Zach Braff?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay, then cut that out.
Let's do reviews now.
See what show? Review time.
Sunshine is our very first movie we're reviewing today.
Our sun is dying. Mankind faces extinction. 16 months ago, I, Robert Capa, and a crew of 7 left Earth frozen in a solar winter. Our mission, reignite the sun before it's too late.
Very simple plot. Okay, sun is dying. Earth uses its last resources to build a big-ass bomb to reignite it from inside. And the aircraft is called Icarus 2. You know, with the allusion to Greek mythology, you know, fly too close to the sun, then wax and fall, then die, mati.
Yep.
Icarus 1, 7 years ago, tried to do it.
Mati.
Didn't make it. Then, so Icarus 2, with his crew, are the last hope for mankind.
So if you wake up one morning, and it's a particularly beautiful day, you'll know we made it.
Yeah. So, touches of Odyssey 2001.
With Armageddon, is it?
A bit of Armageddon.
And what's that one? The one where they went to restart the Earth rotating.
Oh, what was that called?
What was that movie?
Deep Core. Who said Deep Core?
Deep Core? Which movie is Deep Core?
I don't think that movie is... Never mind.
Sequel of Deep Throat.
Ayo.
No, that, yeah, the core. Certainly the core and Event Horizon. Okay. But better than all these movies.
Better.
Maybe not Event Horizon.
Not as good as Odyssey, but you know, better special effects. Mm. But thank goodness it wasn't Armageddon. Armageddon.
No.
Don't have the silliness. Really, it wasn't campy, thank goodness. It was an intelligent movie, and it was a movie that took itself quite seriously. Mm-hmm. Multiracial cast. It had Michelle Yeoh.
Has to have a multiracial cast to save the world.
No black person.
Never got multiracial.
It's not, weird. You know, but it got Michelle Yeoh.
Got a Japanese dude.
Who plays a gardener in charge of the garden.
You see, Asians are so damn hip now.
Yeah, she's a scientist in charge of the garden. The garden that provides oxygen and food. Then got the Japanese dude, Hiroyuki Sanada, who plays the captain. Uh-huh. Captain Kaneda. Lucky I pronounced wrongly.
Why did you call it Japanese?
Kaneda! Kaneda! You will recognize him from Last Samurai. He's the angry samurai.
Oh, that guy. That guy was quite funny in Last Samurai.
He was good. And then the rest, you've got the guy, what's his name?
Johnny Blaze. Johnny Storm.
Johnny Storm.
Chris Evans
is in the movie as well. Very strong cast. Everyone, you know, held their own. Things go wrong, one. This kind of mission where it got smoother, right?
As usual.
And you're flying to the sun. It's quite cool.
Seriously, think about it. You want to put a bomb into the sun.
Yeah, you're basically
flying. Something's got to go wrong, you know what I mean?
Sun also got some problem there, right? Then the fact that you're flying flying bomb.
The whole thing's a bomb.
Whole freaking thing is a bomb, okay?
And they go for what?
No, they will let go of the bomb when they reach there, but, you know, imagine your...
I would stay on the goddamn oxygen farm with my plants.
Your ship is 90% bomb. Yes, 90% bomb and then 10% your ship, right? Okay. And then they've got a giant shield in front, which is quite cool, that blocks... They're flying like an umbrella. So in front... It is. It's like
it blocks the heat.
Yeah. It looks like an umbrella.
Okay.
With a giant dome in front, which is gold plated and stuff. And then behind is the rest of the aircraft.
So it's like Madonna's half umbrella.
Yeah. But not pokey one.
Not pokey one.
So they fly. There are touches of horror, action, and thriller. Also seriousness. You think about choices and sacrifice.
Oh, no, please tell me they didn't have the scene where the guy takes out this photo from his...
No, don't have.
Okay, thank God.
But the main guy, Kappa, is the physicist. The main guy, the physicist, is like the central character because a whole mission rests on his shoulders. He's the guy who built the damn bomb and he's the only one who's qualified to detonate it or most likely to do it properly.
Right.
That's not very smart.
One guy.
No, everyone can do it, but it's by right, the whole mission was all of them must go together and come back together. But of course, these things don't always work out. I loved it. It was a nice chance to see a real science fiction movie for once. Mm-hmm. I think that you have to leave it to the Brits to do it. You know, rather than, you know, Armageddon where you got this unlikely bunch of people going there to drill holes, you know, the kind of mining thing. Yeah. And then and very, very rah-rah US. This one didn't have that feeling.
I had a friend who came back from the movie and said he was appalled by the way they use science that way.
Yeah, your science friend will get upset because it, you know, doesn't follow science 100%.
What movie are you talking about now?
Sunshine.
Oh, Sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, this friend of mine, he saw the movie, he said the theories behind what they did and how they decided to restart the sun.
Yeah.
Was so off the wall and just plainly absurd.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his.
It's a movie.
Okay.
With a plot like that, you can't expect.
It's a movie. Okay.
So go let watch it or go. Not watch.
Watch, please watch.
Watch it.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I got Rose Byrne, quite cute.
Okay, we.
Well, guys,
got...
You guys watch something?
Yeah, I watched The Reaping.
Reaping.
So did I.
Thousands of years ago. There was a series of bizarre occurrences.
Blood, frogs, flies, dead livestock.
That many believe to have been the 10 biblical plagues.
The Bible says that God sent the plagues as warnings. What is he supposed to be saying now?
Yeah, that's right. So, I don't know. I mean, normally I shun horror shows and I'm chicken shit. Okay? There.
Okay, wait, pause. Okay.
My wife likes the concept of horror movies.
Yeah, me too.
She will go. Then she will just basically cover her ears and eyes.
Is it? I like the stories, which is why I always go online to find the spoilers. But then, this stupid movie did not have spoilers on at that time.
Oh, no.
So I had no choice, okay?
What's
and
it about?
Yeah, what happened is Hilary Swank plays this ex-minister, and she turned away from God because of her family's tragic death. Like they were killed. Okay, her daughter and her husband.
Why don't you get me a beer?
Guess he didn't pray hard enough.
So she goes around trying to prove that behind every religious miracle there lies a scientific explanation, and she succeeds all the way until she gets asked to solve this particular mystery in a very, very ulu town in Louisiana.
Down in the bayou.
Yeah, exactly, which is, you know, home to witchcraft in America, lah. So, still quite interesting, right? The town is called Haven.
Okay. So clever.
Yeah, that's right. And it's currently, well, in the movie, experiencing the biblical plagues, and all the folks are blaming it on this particular 12-year-old girl who is quite spooky, lah. Very blonde, very blue-eyed, skinny-looking thing, right? Okay, and of course has to wear a little dress. So, God's wrath in modern day times, fireballs from sky, bloody river, locusts.
Frogs.
Frogs. Everything, it's a bit scary. It sounds scary, you know. And it's scary in the sense that I was damn freaked out by the soundtrack. Mainly because I wasn't watching much of the movie. I was behind a sweater. But it had all the typical horror show creaks, a lot of things jumping out, the dark corners. But tell you, I was damn irritated, okay? Because the show didn't make sense, lor. It really didn't make sense. Just as things got exciting, suddenly, boom, everything would deflate. I won't go into much. I don't want to give you all spoilers. But at the end, you're just sitting there going, what the f***? It's my time.
Dude! Bleep that out, bleep that out. So bad.
Okay, I'll do okay. You're just sitting there going, what the...
Beep.
Beep. Waste my time, seriously. And the CGI wasn't fantastic. In fact, some of the scenes looked like it was borrowed from Independence Day, which we all know was made in 1996. Yeah, lor. So it was like, seriously, if you want to figure yourself out, don't bother with this movie.
So movie mama didn't like the movie?
I mean, I like the idea of the movie. I really like the idea of the movie, you know? But I just felt that it wasn't delivered properly. After a while, you're like counting down the plagues, you know, to get to the end
it's
of
like,
it all.
It's like, is it like attending those Chinese wedding dinner, then counting down to yeah. the dessert?
All right, then go home.
Yeah, and then just as you think, you know, it's almost over, well, this drunk relative goes up and sings. It's that kind of movie. And so I would say, don't bother with this one. Go and get The Omen, the original one.
Oh, of course.
Well, so, I disagree. I actually saw the film.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't hiding behind a sweater.
I watched some of it too, okay?
And if you like the horror genre of films, you know, things like Dawn of the Dead, that kind of, you know, when it's just visual impact. This movie was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But it's no Omen, like what my movie mama said. The scenes for the horror were actually very, very, if you're a big fan of horror, you're going to go, he's going to come out from behind the door. And then you're going to go, ha, I told you so. So pretty much the first part, the first maybe 45 minutes of the movie, I'm kind of a little bit bored because everything was so formulaic.
Mm.
But when the twist happens towards the end of the movie, it kind of redeemed itself.
No, it didn't.
Yes,
it was a lousy twist. It's the kind of twist you get in your pants when you've like been sitting down for too long.
Okay.
Anyway.
So you didn't, Mama didn't like it. Steve kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it. It was fun. It was entertaining.
Yala.
If you watch it.
Right.
I watched some of it. And the best parts, like, those parts that I picked up, it doesn't make sense. Like, can somebody explain to me, I won't give a spoiler here, but can someone explain the damn screensaver to me? Right in. Tell me what the hell it was about, lah. The stupid screensaver. You watch the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, but I give this movie like 2 out of 5 dead frogs.
Oh, wow.
It's pathetic.
So few.
Yeah,
I'll give it 3.5 dead frogs.
You see? I believe Steve more because Steve actually watched it.
Hey, I watched the damn movie, okay?
Moving right along. Let's move on to TV. First TV we're reviewing this time, I think. TV show.
Yes.
30 Rock. Yay. TV series. I'm glad to tell you that 30 Rock is a very enjoyable TV series that just started showing on Star World. And it's from the people who made Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it's got some of the people from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Tina Fey, who was a head writer on SNL. And this time around, she is the head writer of sketch comedy show called The Girly Show. Who's hot and you know that she knows it, that's her. She's like a summer sky, a slice of cherry pie, the rarest butterfly, me oh my. Who flaunts her feminine magic, that's her. That's me.
That's Pam, the overly confident, morbidly obese woman.
This fat suit smells like corn chips.
And she has to deal with a new boss called Jack Donaghy, who is
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he's so cool. I tell you this. And she has got to deal with a new Martin-like character who is called Tracy Jordan.
Jack! Oh my goodness! Good to see you again, brother. It's good to see you again.
Oh, that is fantastic. You have to teach me that handshake one day. Listen, Tracy, if there's anything you need, anything, you come to me.
Come on, Jack. Now, you know I'm the kid. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Don't look at me. Do not look at me in the eyes.
Do not look at Mr. Jordan. Do not look at him in the eye.
Who is brought in to appeal to the male demographic. So she's got to juggle all this stuff. She's got a sketch comedy show to run, like SNL, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. She has a bunch of writers to mother and to encourage. Then she's got this boss, Jack Donaghy, who's very, very anal and very, very management. All about numbers, all about, you know, getting the ratings up. And
he represents the network,
like, yeah. And Alec Baldwin, I tell you, is the funniest guy in the world. In this whole show, he's the funniest.
I like him when he
He delivers all his lines with this deadpan.
Tracy Jordan is in New York today, Liz. I'd like you to have lunch with him.
Alfredo, 2 p.m.
I'm not dressed for that.
You're dressed for Burger King. Should we make it Burger King?
I'm the new vice president of East Coast Television and Microwave Oven Programming.
That sounds like you program microwave ovens.
I like you. You have the boldness of a much younger woman.
You know, if you watched him host on SNL, it's always one of the funniest hosts. Every time he hosts about 8-9 times already. Mm-hmm. And every time he hosts an SNL episode, Saturday Night Live episode, he's funny. The show...
He gets the timing.
Everything's right.
Right?
And here he's allowed to do his thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pitted against Tina Fey, who's playing the hapless single... you know, the show is her life, kind of, you know, working professional.
It's got that girl from Ally McBeal, also, right?
Yeah.
Jane Krakowski.
Yeah. She's the lead, or was the lead, on The Girly Show. Then Tracy Jordan comes in, and then it becomes TGS with Tracy Jordan. So, actually, the beautiful thing about this series is that everybody, the ensemble cast, very strong. There's nobody trying to, you know, you have to depend on one guy to hold the whole show up. Although Alec Baldwin comes very close. Mm. But everybody is funny. So the opportunity for humor, very high. I watched about 6 episodes. The 3rd episode showing on Star recently had a poker game. Mm. And Baldwin was...
Alec Balding.
Balding. And fattening. Was playing poker against everybody. He joined the informal poker game. Uninvited.
Oh no.
And then kick
just
everybody's
like a boss
ass.
Would.
Yeah, then he kick everybody's ass except one guy.
Oh, that guy. What's his name? My God, he's so funny.
Yeah. He's this geeky, very, very smiley page. And he's a very junior staff.
Yeah.
He does all the, you know, the dirty work.
Saikang Warrior.
Mm. But he's so like clueless, like smiling all the time that.
You guys should have been here to see the expression on Brown's face.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin cannot.
What the hell was that?
Cannot read his face. Yeah, actually, I'm doing the face. He cannot read him. So, and he cannot. But whoever he can't read, he can't beat. Mm. So the whole show is trying to I got to get him, and it's very funny. You know, stuff like that. And you've got to listen to also the announcements they make during the show. You know, like backstage, it's always like
the
so
PA
and so.
System.
Yeah, so and so assemble where for the next skit, right?
Mm.
That stuff is funny. It's all this, you know. If you watch SNL, you understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think you
but
guys.
But was it like very slapstick or was it like witty?
It's very witty, and you have to listen because the jokes. I mean, there are some slapstick moments, but because it's non-laugh track comedy series, just like Arrested Development, you really have to pay attention to the dialogue. If you don't, you'll miss the joke. There's no audience to prompt you like, ha ha ha, yeah, this part you can laugh. You've got to pay attention. But the payoff is very good.
Cool.
Yeah. Intelligent, you know, humor. So very strong cast, very strong writing. Go and watch it. It's only episode 3 so far. Okay. In the US, they're already screening, I think, 17. And some people are calling it the funniest comedy
of the decade
so far this year.
Better than The Office, huh?
Which office? The British office or the US office?
Okay, we will not go into that the because British. It will not end. The argument won't
like
end.
That's like another show.
We'll start, we'll start the argument another show. So that's our show for today.
Yes, yep. It is.
Write us at tellus@seewhatshow.com.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just join us in the forums.
seewhatshow.com/forum.
That's right.
We also have a shout box. You have to be a Twitter user. Just sign up for twitter.com and we can even get like people adding messages via handphone or instant messaging. So quite cool.
Yeah, damn cool.
Go check out the shout box that James, our IT guy, put together.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.